Welcome to Radio Today broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio, channel 869.
Want to know what to eat, where to go and who to know in Johannesburg and all around? Then join us on Soundbites every Saturday, brought to you by the Food Cop on Radio Today. Good afternoon, South Africa, and welcome to Soundbites with myself, Edward Chamberlain-Bell, on Radio Today, Johannesburg. Today we are chatting to Wayne Harris and Kate Webb from the Enterprise Technology Show 2013, which is being held at the Sandton Convention Center. And just before I ask our guests to tell us what's happening this year, I must just tell you, when I attended the show 2 years ago, it was literally a career-changing move for me. I think at the time I was just a humble journalist writing about fashion and cosmetics and grooming. And after seeing the Enterprise Technology Show, it literally opened so many doors to me that I wouldn't be who I am today. And as we know, that's pretty fabulous. So, Wayne Harris, welcome to the show. And Kate Webb, welcome to the show. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. Actually, it really is my pleasure because this is one of my favorite shows. And I know everybody knows that I love going to Fashion Week, and I love going to spas, and I love going to all sorts of things where there's free booze and alcohol. But when it comes to career choices, this is actually the biggest event. It's like London Fashion Week for me as a journalist. And I see it keeps going on from strength to strength each year.
Yeah, it's getting bigger and better. I think the more the businesses see that the value in technology, see the value in interacting with your customers, it's definitely growing, and it's definitely an area that businesses can capitalize on and make good decisions with.
It's the one thing that I find a lot of people underestimate, and that's the power of the internet in terms of digital marketing, is they tend to focus on traditional media, and the Enterprise Technology Show basically empowers businesses to actually manage their own brands online. And basically, if you're not online, you basically don't exist anymore.
Exactly. So we've got a whole stream dedicated to that. It's the internet show, which is broadcast or is split between social media and internet. And the whole point is that you're exactly right. If a company doesn't have a website, it doesn't exist anymore. The same way that you need to be able to optimize your website so you're on the top of Google, because I don't know if a third page of Google even exists. So it's all about, once you've got your website, once you've got the material, to actually become relevant and to use it effectively.
Well, even if the third page of Google does exist, you certainly don't want to be on it. And you definitely don't want to be on the second page. You want to be on the top for your search engine ranking position.
Exactly.
Do you find a lot of South African businesses, and I hate to use the word ignorant, but I'm going to use it anyway, do you find a lot of South African businesses are still I forgot what I was going to say now. Do you find they are ignorant about how they can actually market themselves online?
I think they are. I think a lot of companies still take the back seat, or they're very minimal in what they do. So they have a website, but it will look shabby. It won't look up to scratch. And the whole thing is, if you've got a website that doesn't look interesting, that doesn't have that interactive feel to it, no one's going to go to the company. You can't take them seriously if they've got a website that is one page and it's four clicks.
No, exactly.
So you need to know how to interact with your customers. Once you've done that, I think that's the first step into engaging with your customer in the proper format.
If I can interrupt there, I also don't think it's so much ignorance as it is they're just not informed as to the right steps to take. Your website needs to be user-friendly. It needs to be able to download very quickly. It cannot have too many images. And most importantly, it needs to be written by your customer. No one wants to hear yourself talk about how amazing your company is. They want to talk about how amazing your customer thinks your company is.
That's actually a nice way of putting it. It's like the way I read a website as well. Is don't, obviously companies and brands are going to advertise themselves, but don't advertise yourself, because I can see that as propaganda.
Precisely.
But if you can explain to me the benefits of your company to me as a customer, then suddenly you're talking to me as a person, which I suppose is this big buzzword, engagement. This is where it all comes in. I actually find with the first and the second show that I went to, I've been to two shows. The previous two shows that I went to, each year that I've gone, I've actually learned something more, because everything in terms of digital marketing, I mean, literally what you learned 4 months ago is redundant, so you have to keep refreshing yourself.
Exactly.
But one thing I want to say to our listeners, and I know it's more of a commercial topic as opposed to a consumer topic,
but everybody's involved in business or has an interest in business being online and actually promoting themselves. So this is something not just for listeners necessarily for themselves, but maybe your children are going into businesses or pursuing careers. And regardless of what career you're in, somewhere along the line, you need to get yourself online and market yourself digitally.
Exactly.
Kate, I'm going to ask you a question. You've just taken over the management of the enterprise technology.
That's correct.
That's actually quite a nice job to get, by the way.
I was very lucky to have been given this campaign. It's been challenging to understand the dynamics of it when I first came into the company, but I've subsequently written 2 ebooks. For the show, the first one being 10 Steps to Understanding Big Data, and then the other was more of a collaboration with our exhibitors, where they gave their feedback on campaigns that they ran with clients and how they were then successful,
nice
the relationship
line.
Between the two. So that was actually blogged just today and can be found on our website. So both those ebooks can explain, you know, a bit more about the event as a whole, and for myself who came in and not knowing anything, it helped me understand it better as well.
Can I ask you a favor? Can you email those links to me? What I'll do is I'll share them on my blog and also on our Facebook page, so listeners can actually get a hold of it really quickly. I want to ask you a question because you brought it up, big data. I know,
yes,
big data is a big buzzword at the moment.
It's a huge buzzword.
And unfortunately, I haven't actually bothered to sit down and actually Google it, because every time,
okay,
I pull up something, it pulls up something.
Yes.
So is it like cloud storage? It's just a question of space, or
cloud storage is an aspect of it. Basically, it is cloud as well as your physical infrastructure storage. It is extraction of data in all aspects, and then the storage thereof. So it's now all about what do you do with that data. That's the key aspect here. So you've extracted the data, you now need to analyze it and work out how do you create that relationship with your consumer or your customer. We've given you the data, so now you need to manage it and use it to your advantage.
Okay, so it has to be relative as well to the person that you're trying to address.
Precisely. Well, that's what everyone's marketing campaign should be. It's not just a shot in the dark anymore. You've actually got the data in front of you to analyze and mold to create your brand strategies and your marketing strategies to suit your clientele, to target your exact clientele.
Ironically enough, I was presenting a diploma in digital marketing last week, and after about 4 days, I asked everybody, what is the most important aspect that you've learned about everything? We're talking about analytics, we're talking about email marketing metrics, or Facebook insights, whatever. And we hit a blank spot, and I said, you can summarize it all as metrics. You're wasting your time with your advertising, your marketing, whatever you're doing, unless you can actually analyze how many people are you getting through to.
Exactly.
But now you take it one step further. For example, in South Africa, if you are targeting, for example, you've got a national company, great, you're going to send out an email. But if you find most of your clients are in Durban and some of them are in Cape Town, why not break it down according to their regions? And if you find you've got men and women, young and old, retired people, whatever, target them more specifically, because then it's about the person as opposed to
just general public.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to do that these days, especially with all the information that you give out when you click on a link to male, female. It's so easy to separate it. And that's where the big data comes in.
My guess makes it effortless for us.
Exactly.
Tommy, the Enterprise Technology Show is actually over 2 days, and I see you've got the VIP conference days, and then you've also got the free conference days. So this is a great opportunity for any of our listeners who are interested. If you're seriously professional, you want to hit the VIP conference, because that is a fantastic networking opportunity.
Yeah.
But if people are coming to the free conference,
yeah,
and I want to say this as well, normally when you hear there's a paid version, a free version, you think the free version is the Mickey Mouse version. But I mean, the free version actually gives you so much valuable information. I've always found it's a learning curve, but it's also very accessible to the layperson. So you don't need to be one of those techno geeks.
Precisely.
You can be the average person just out of interest that goes. What kind of topics are really hot at the moment?
Well, just to explain also the difference, it's not only topics, but it's the structure of the presentations. So your free on-floor conference is exactly that, a presentation, whereas your VIP conference is more of a discussion. So it's the opportunity to sit on a round table with industry leaders and debate and work out you know, issues and offer advice from all different aspects. So the content is extremely valuable on both aspects, but it's more about the structure that differs. So people mustn't think because they're on the free on floor that they're not going to get value.
Mm. Well, like I was saying, the first time I went to the show, which was 2-3 years ago, it was a career break. Oh, not a career break. A wrong choice of word. A career maker for me.
Yeah.
Because I do social media management and digital marketing, and originally I was saying I was just a writer. Mm. And it was Melissa Attree who did a presentation, and she asked the question, who manages your social media, your writers or your marketing? And of course, everybody is marketing orientated, so they're all very argumentative that it had to be marketing. And she said the worst person, actually I'm paraphrasing now before Melissa Attree gets angry with me, the worst person is actually marketing, because marketers are trained or educated to sell to you, whereas yet writers are more about engaging people.
Precisely.
And I was chatting to her afterwards, and literally previously when I was just writing articles for the internet, my mind just opens 360 degrees and just opened doors. So, I mean, literally anybody who goes to the enterprise technology show is going to pick up something exciting and new.
You just brought up, sorry to interrupt you, a very important point.
Both of you interrupted me today. Very rude.
Where you said talking about social media and about the marketer wants to just sell you the product. Social media is more about, especially with Twitter, it's, if you've got a Twitter account, it's more about posting relevant information, not about your company or how great you are, but maybe about an article or about something that's interesting in the space. And let businesses or let the customer engage with you and tweet with you that way. And then afterwards, once that you've built that relationship, then you can speak to them about your company. But don't punt your company over social media, because you lose credibility in that space.
In fact, in the worst way, if you're always punting your business, you literally get labeled a spammer.
Mm.
There are so many people who post 1,001 times, we have a special, we have a sale, we. It's not about we, it's about you, the person that the person is listening to.
Exactly.
Well, some of the topics discussed on the on-floor conference itself are, for example, why should you adopt a mobile strategy? And that's spoken by Daniel Turtledove, who's the Director of Business Solutions from Click IT. Also, how to drive more traffic to your website and create brand awareness. How to measure the effectiveness of social media advertising. So we're offering you the tools and the knowledge and the education for companies who are, like you say, a bit unsure or haven't been educated correctly.
And also notice you've got all your speakers actually leaders in their field. You're not just pulling some body to talk about something. You've actually got a serious professional where you actually couldn't get any better, who actually knows the subject, knows the topic, and can talk about it authoritatively. And I find, especially in digital marketing, there are so many wannabes, and I hate these words, wannabes, gurus, ninjas, whatever. And I thought, instead of dressing up your title, just tell me the facts. But the guys that you've got don't only just know the facts, they can also predict what is going to happen. And I know what I've actually noticed last year, mobile technology, we just saw the tip of the iceberg coming up. And I noticed this year, there's one of the segments is actually dedicated towards, part of it is actually the mobile show. Telling people, because nowadays people don't actually use the internet, they don't use laptops or computers, they're using their smartphones.
Yeah.
So if you can't engage with them on their smartphone, you're wasting your time and you're wasting your marketing budget.
Exactly.
Tell me, what is your personal highlight? We'll ask both of you, Wayne, you can go first, but you're on the spot. What is your personal highlight that you think people would probably enjoy the most if they came to the Enterprise Technology Show?
I think from a enjoying the most aspect, it probably would be the social media, as well as the loyalty topics.
Okay,
I
mean,
they're very engaging, they're very exciting. You're mentioning social media, everyone wants to know about it. Marketing technology also falls under that. So like your email verse, engaging with the customer, I think that's a big focus, and I think that's where the future of our of the industry, and that's the future of engaging with the customer is. It's all about your customer engagement and understanding them. And that falls under loyalty, the social media, as well as the marketing technology aspects of the show.
And even if our listeners think that this isn't relative to them, the fact is that if you're on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, there are companies that are marketing to you. So you already are actually involved in terms of the enterprise technology.
Yeah.
So the show actually gives you a better understanding of how things work and why things work. Mm. Samantha. Sorry, where did I get Samantha from? My assistant's name is Samantha. Tell me, Kate, if people want to come, what do they need to know in terms of contacting you through websites, buying tickets, or even connecting with you on Twitter?
Well, from a attendee perspective, it's always great to register beforehand online on our website, which is www.terrapin.com. then they can just follow the very easy user-friendly website that we have and register to attend for free. Alternatively, if they'd like to attend the VIP portion, the paid portion, they can also find the contact details on the website.
Okay. One thing I do like about your website is very visually appealing in terms of, and like you say, not too many big images that clutter up the place, but it's very clean and crisp that you can navigate through it. But just one thing about Terrapin, this is not just a once-off project for you. You guys do lots of events throughout the year. So if people want to look you guys up, terrapin.co.za, and this is all the enterprise technology, but I see you guys do like all sorts of things like farming, agriculture, motoring, whatever.
Well, we host the largest power exhibition and conference in Africa, as well as the largest rail exhibition and conference in Africa. They've been running for the last 17, 18 years. And those are renowned, and people from all over the world travel to come to those. And that is the direction we're hoping we will head with this show. Just touching on that, next year's show is going to be called Africa's Customer Festival. And this year it was held, well, there was one called Europe's Customer Festival, and that was held in London last month. So it is on a global scale that we are taking the direction of this show.
You guys definitely are global, and you think about it, the world is actually becoming a global village because the internet connects us so intimately. I mean, I'm connected with people all around the world that I've never ever met, and I find some of my customers are coming from the most bizarre countries in the world, but certainly countries that I've never seen.
They weren't on your radar before social media.
Well, they were like Kazakhstan with Barrett. I mean, that's obscure they are. I get these odd emails, and I think, okay, speak English. Okay, to all of our listeners, the 29th and the 30th of October, you want to go to Sandton Convention Center in Johannesburg, so you can go to the Enterprise Technology Show. You can register on the terrapin.co.za website. You can get free tickets. And if you're a serious bigwig in the industry, you can also buy yourself a VIP ticket. And clearly I'm a big wig because I'm definitely going to the VIP conference. In fact, I'm going to both because I enjoy both of them, and you're always going to learn something. I want to thank Wayne Harris and Kate Webb. Thank you so much for joining us on Soundbites Today with Radio Today Johannesburg. And hopefully we have both of you on the show again in future.
Fantastic.
Definitely. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
There is a code of practice that governs advertising in South Africa. A code upheld by the Advertising Standards Authority. So if you see or hear an advertisement you consider misleading or dishonest, don't just cover your eyes or block your ears or keep quiet about it.
Write to the ASA at PO Box 41555, Craig Hall, 2024, or fax to 011-781-1616, or visit www.asasa.org.za.
There are great summer savings on groceries. Get 7 kilograms of PNP washed potatoes for only 30 rand. Buy 200 grams of Jacob's Kroning instant or mild coffee and a 90 or 100 gram slab of Cadbury chocolate for only 78 rand. 18 Twin Saver 2-ply luxury white toilet tissue is 70 rand. Huggies Dry Comfort size 5 junior 44s, size 4 maxi 50s, size 3 midi 58s and size 2 mini 66s on 99 rand. And buy 3 kilograms Omo auto washing powder for the price of 2 kilograms at only 45 rand. And you can save even more. Visit the kiosk and print your Smart Shopper vouchers. Only at Pick n Pay. Always there for you. Prices are valid the 24th to the 27th of October and prices apply to Gauteng stores.
Hi, I'm Rod McEwen. If you're listening to me, then you're lucky enough to be listening to Radio Today. Don't go anywhere. Stay with Radio Today.
And we're back. You're listening to myself, Edward Chamberbell, on Soundbites on Radio Today Johannesburg. And we have a new co-host joining us, the very special, very intriguing, and I must admit, the very well-behaved Courtney Carey. Courtney, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's very good to have you here as well. And we're going to throw you into the thick of things because we are chatting to Heidi Warwicker from the Look and Feel Good Expo. So, welcome to the show, Heidi.
Hey guys, thank you so much for having us on your show.
Actually, you can't believe how excited I am to have you on the show because I feel good slash I look, oh, sorry, I'm getting all these things mixed up. The website is I Feel Good, but the Look and Feel Good Expo is one of my favorite things because I used to be in the fitness industry. So for me, it's not
That's
just
brilliant.
About, Yes, I thought so too. It's not just about looking good, but it's about feeling good. And I found this is what I really loved about your expo, is that it's not one of these generic how to look pretty shows, but it's literally how to look fit, healthy, and also the holistic approach in terms of generating that energy and that enthusiasm for life within yourself. So, I mean, literally, it really does live up to the website address, I Feel Good. Tell me something. You guys keep going from strength to strength, and you keep bringing in the most innovative exhibitions and demonstrations that you guys are doing. So I'm curious to know, especially in an industry that is almost like very overpopulated. I mean, every single week there's an expo or something happening. How do you guys manage to stay on top of your game?
Oh, fantastic to hear your feedback in that regard. That's exactly what we're all about, you know, is bringing an event to the public that's jam-packed full of fresh and innovative ideas and uplifting products for a healthier, happier life that really inspires the look and feel-good factor. And just as you said earlier, the Look and Feel Good Expo, there's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to looking and feeling good. And the Look and Feel Good Expo is really designed to help you find your fit, you know, in terms of what makes you, what will make you feel healthier and happier. So really your lifestyle fit. So, the Look and Feel Good Expo, it's South Africa's premier health, beauty, fitness and well-being event. We're actually happening in the Western Cape this weekend, and then we're coming to Johannesburg the 8th to the 10th of November for our fifth consecutive year. And wow, have we got a lineup. I mean, you really do need to get to our website and plan your day, plan your weekend. There's so much to do. There's so much to experience. I mean, we've got fitness, we've got nutrition. You can sample new trends in organic and whole food. Fantastic. A bit of pampering on the side. Well, actually, not a little bit of pampering. It's quite a big pampering area from top spas and makeover specialists. So really that whole feel-good factor. And also, it's a highly interactive expo. It allows you to try, to buy, to participate. It's not really just your stock standard exhibition where you just see one stand after the next. You really get to get involved, pay your one-time entry fee. And
it actually sounds stunning.
And tell us about your highlights. What's interesting there?
Yes.
Courtney, amongst the highlights at this year's show in Johannesburg, we've got MasterChef Joni Mitchell. She'll be demonstrating in the Look and Feel Good Kitchen, and she'll be obviously preparing delicious and wholesome meals. We had her in Durban. She was absolutely fantastic and such an inspiration. And for the first time this year, we've also got the VIP Pamper Lounge, where visitors who book the VIP package, you need to book your VIP package well in advance. The VIP packages, you get red carpet treatment, you get fantastic body treatments, basically 15-minute pamper sessions, and you get three of them.
Lovely.
And refreshments, and you get an I Feel goodie bag filled with fantastic goodies and gifts at the end of your session.
Oh, God, I want one of those urgently.
Absolutely, and that's exactly it. It's not just for women, it's for guys as well. You get your manis and your pedis and your massages in the area, and it really is a wonderful pampering treatment area. And in actual fact, one of the Durbanites actually said, the wonderful thing about coming to the Look and Feel Good Expo is it's not just another, you know, event where, home products or vehicle products, it's actually an event that's about you. And, that's what does make it inspiring and exciting for visitors. And we've got the hair zone at the Look and Feel Good Expo in Johannesburg once again. It's within the makeover area, so you can get a nice hairdo at the show. And we've got Trojan Warriors at the show. That's for the first time we've got the Trojan Warriors.
Got to ask you, who and what are Trojan Warriors?
Sorry, what was that?
I've got to ask you, who and what are the Trojan Warriors?
Do you remember the Gladiators?
Yes.
It's basically gladiator style. So it's targeted towards teenagers. Come through and participate in the tryout sessions and see if you've got what it takes to be a Trojan warrior.
Are you actually setting up an event or an area for them to do this?
Yeah, there's absolutely an area there where you can actually do roping and tumbling and absolutely. So you can actually, you really need to come through to the show with comfortable shoes, comfortable gear, because there is so much to really get involved with. I mean, once again, we've got our yoga, Pilates, and martial arts area.
Oh, that reminds me. That's why I remember the Look and Feel Good Experts, because I did a yoga presentation there last year, believe it or not.
Oh, right.
And awesome. I'm trying to think who suckered me into doing it. And I thought, yes, very quickly to a friend of mine who couldn't do it. She was originally supposed to be exhibiting. And when I got there, there were 500 people, and I thought, oh, my word, how on earth am I going to teach yoga to 500 people? Bearing in mind, this is like an open, it's a new experience, a lot of people who had never done yoga before. And I told myself, well, you know what, just pretend it's 20 people in your normal class and you're going to be teaching yoga. And it actually turned out to be a lot more fun. I forgot that I was instructing, and it became very entertaining for me as well. I actually made a lot of great connections there in terms of doing corporate yoga work. But I remember the look and feel good expert. It really just threw me into the thick of things, and I experienced so much. The one thing that I love about this as well is a lot of times we are told that we're expected to look a certain way. It doesn't matter if you're male or female, if you're young or old, whatever. And I find the look and feel good expert really puts the emphasis on the person as opposed to the stereotype of what you're expected to be. So I mean, if you're a big chunky person, so long as you're healthy, that is great. You don't have to look like a supermodel. And if you're like 80 years old, there is still going to be something for you. And if you're a teenager, there's something exciting for you as well. So it really does cater for everybody living in Johannesburg.
Everybody, every age, everyone, absolutely everyone, male, female, families, your kids. I mean, we have the Beaming Kids Edu Play Zone as well, and they also are involved with giving yoga classes for the kids and meditation classes, and really just introducing the youngsters to, you know, the whole holistic lifestyle and the more balanced look at living. And, you know, and it's fantastic to hear your feedback then on the yoga area too. You know, you've got people who have never considered yoga as a lifestyle option and get the opportunity to try it out at the show and just, you know, are immersing themselves in all these fantastic opportunities to live a healthier, happier life.
Well, I find there's so many cliches out there in terms of fitness and well-being. So at least if you are exposed to something along these lines, at least it's very entertaining. The food is amazing as well. But the big thing is what I find is finding something that works for you holistically. And that is the importance about the look and feel good expo.
Absolutely. It may be a makeover that will make you feel better, or it really may be doing some pranic healing or whatever the case may be. But we offer the choice. We offer you the full spectrum across the board, and you're able to experience and be exposed to all of these. And also you have the opportunity to meet all the experts at the show as well. You know, so you get to speak to the experts on hand for the best health, wellness and fitness advice for you. And we also have Lisa Relly, who's our brand ambassador. You may know Lisa Relly. She's a media personality and wellness expert, and you get to meet her at the show. And you can find out how to become a certified personal trainer at the show. You can learn about the health benefits of ozone and discover a holistic therapy that can boost your body's energy systems. There's really this fantastic array of, you know, healing products and discovering effective natural skin and hair care solutions and fitness products and gear. It really is just a full spectrum of health, wellness, beauty, well-being.
Right, so
options.
Do you have any competition hampers that you'll be offering?
Oh, absolutely. We're giving away a fantastic Well I Am makeover valued at 80,000 Rand. 80,000 Rand. So what you need to do is go to our website for more information, for competition info, and also get to our Facebook page just to keep you up to date, because there is so much happening. That's not the only competition. That's the main competition. But there's loads of giveaways happening right across the board, either before or during the show. So go to our Facebook page, which is at I Feel Good Expo. And I'll say that again, at I Feel Good Expo, just to keep up to date. You know, those VIP packages sell out quite quickly. We've sold out already for the weekend for the VIP packages in the Cape Show. And also to mention, which is also quite exciting to experience, is the laughter workshops at the show. We've got laughter and happiness workshops, and you also will have the chance to meet our laughter ambassador, Shorty.
Is that
Shorty?
Quite similar to laughing yoga?
The therapy probably has the same benefits, yes.
Okay.
It's a little bit different in terms of the style of the workshops, but, you know, absolutely. In fact, we do have laughing yoga in our yoga area.
And you know what they say, laughter is the best medicine.
Absolutely, and that couldn't be more true.
If any of our listeners want to go to Look and Feel Good Expo, look it up, ifeelgood.co.za. You will also find them on Facebook and on Twitter. But if you can really get stuck, I will share all of those contact details on my Facebook page, Edward Chamberlain Bell. You can like it. And I'll share it on my blog, soundbites.chamberlainbell.com. And now, I believe the most exciting thing that Heidi is actually offering us, you have given us 20 double tickets to any of our listeners that want to go to the Look and Feel Good Expo.
Awesome. Isn't that exciting?
I think it is so super duper exciting. And trust me, one of those tickets has already gone missing because I'm coming myself. I'm going to ask Courtney, you look very I'm going to sound sexist and misogynistic now, but you look very good. I'm going to reserve judgment about if you feel good. I mean, you can just confirm that verbally if you like. I don't want to be accused of harassment yet. But I'm pretty sure you might enjoy going to the ifeelgood.co.za look and feel good expo.
No, most certainly. I must say, it sounds extremely interactive, which is so different and so interesting, because so often you walk around these expos and it's just a case of meeting new shop owners, new product owners.
And getting brochures.
Exactly. To actually be involved in some activities is amazing.
Trust me, if you go to the Look and Feel Good Expo, it's very interactive. You get to sample and touch and feel and taste everything. You get to get involved in terms of fitness demonstrations. It really is fantastic. Heidi, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show. I'm going to share all your details on our pages, and I'm definitely going to look you up. Oh, we forgot to tell our listeners that it is at the Coca-Cola Dome.
It's at the Coca-Cola Dome, the 8th to the 10th of November. That's a Friday to the Sunday. As mentioned earlier, get to our website, ifeelgood.co.za. Check out the events and attractions and show highlights to plan your day. You can book tickets in advance. From our website page, you'll be directed to iTickets.
Highly recommended, because those queues fill up so quickly.
Absolutely. So tickets are being sold at the door, but get your tickets in advance, especially your VIP Pamper tickets if you're wanting a great VIP Pamper experience at the show. And, there's lots of new things happening at this year's show. I also didn't mention that we've got the fashion show is happening at the show as well, so on the latest style of denims and tops and jeans. And
so there are listeners I've actually heard it all from Heidi Warwicker from the Look and Feel Good Expo. Heidi, hope you have a great weekend, and we will see you at the show.
Thanks, Heidi.
Fantastic. Look forward to seeing you guys. Cheers, Courtney.
Bye.
Hello, I'm Neil Starr. Please tune in to That Gramophone Show on Sundays at 7 p.m. for some real music nostalgia, when I'll be taking you on a trip down memory lane with music sourced exclusively off 78-speed shellac records. My music will cover anything from 1910 to the late 1950s. Remember, it's That Gramophone Show on Sundays at 7 p.m. with me, your host, Neil Starr.
We think most Radio Today listeners would agree that saving has become a necessity. Now, save when buying top-quality meat. Save online at www.costilogics.com, or simply phone 0861 336637. Save time and money when we deliver top-quality meat at great value with a 100% money-back guarantee to your front door. It's easy. Real savings. Guaranteed. No risk. Save now. Phone 0861 336637 or go to www.costilogics.com. That's C-O-S-T-I-L-O-G-I-X, costilogics.com.
Hi, I'm actor and comedian Sans Munsami, and you're listening to Radio Today on 1485 AM. That's right, 1485 AM. And you can also catch them on audio channel 169 on DSTV or stream live on www.1485.org.za. I'm tuning in right now myself. That's me, Sans Munsami, signing out.
And welcome back to Soundbites with myself, Edward Chamberlain-Bell, on Radio Today Johannesburg. And we are joined by VIP special guest, Courtney Carey. Courtney, I'm so glad you actually joined us on the show. How are you finding your first day on radio?
Great, in fact.
I think you're doing well.
Thank you.
You've got a nice sounding voice. Actually, you look like you should be on television, let alone on radio.
Stop it.
That's not nice. Okay. Now, I believe you've actually got your own business, because when I met you, I heard that you had started an etiquette school in South Africa. And I know a lot of us tend to think that etiquette is very much like a colonial thing, but etiquette is actually a global thing as well as an African thing. It's not about minding your P's and Q's and which knife and which fork to hold in which hand, but how you actually treat people and how you relate to people. And especially in South Africa, with so many different cultures, it becomes a lot more challenging. So we're going to put you on the hot seat now, because you're no longer an interviewer, you're now a guest. Isn't this quite a difficult, challenging business to start?
Not at all. I think my main driving reason is that I want to actually help people. So if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, if you're following your purpose, it's not difficult at all. I suppose in the South African context, perhaps it is difficult because we've got to balance the many cultures, learn about the different cultures so that we can actually cater towards everyone's needs.
Mm.
But as we go along, it's a learning process and it's the most enlightening process.
Oh, that's actually perfect, because I actually find every single day, I used to love reading these etiquette books that you got, and I know in the good old days they were very dictatorial in terms of, and I suppose very colonial, to use that word again, in terms of how things had to be done, whereas that nowadays I find etiquette is still applicable and it's still relevant, but obviously it's moved forward with the times. It's come, you've brought it into the 21st century in South Africa. We're going to ask you, are you an old-fashioned girl? What got you interested or involved in etiquette to the point that you actually wanted to start your own etiquette school?
Well, I traveled the world for 13 months. I went through 13 countries and I saw the need to learn how to fit into different cultures and different situations, because when you can do that with ease, you can truly experience whatever it is with the true essence. The second part is that I've realized so many people experience anxiety when in a social situation. Now, in fact, 75% of people, of adults, struggle with social anxiety. That's 3 out of 4 people.
Mm.
Now, what it comes down to, I think, is the biggest thing is we're all our own worst enemy. But when we learn what the correct behavior is, how to interact with people confidently and to know we're doing it correctly, that's when the anxiety truly falls away and you can let your true authenticity shine through.
That's actually a nice way of looking at it as well. It's about being yourself. And also noticing your demeanor as well. You're the perfect role model for, I don't say etiquette madam, because I think you look too young and groovy to be a etiquette madam. You're very hip and stylish, but it's like being comfortable within yourself that you can actually treat people with respect that they deserve at the same time without putting yourself on your guard, because sometimes it's almost like that military posture, how you should hold yourself. I think in my grandmother's day, the young ladies of the former century were taught you got to walk with the head, with a book on your head. It's this very rigid posture, but your style of etiquette teaches people breathe, relax, be yourself, be aware of the occasion, but also make other people feel comfortable. So it's not really about a set of rigid rules that you're imposing. It's more of a lifestyle. These things should become natural.
Etiquette is the fine art of getting along with people. So it's how you interact with people. Now, what I aim to teach you is how to master yourself and your own presence so that you can take the focus off yourself and put it on those around you. Make those around you feel comfortable, because if they do, they will like you, they will support you, they will help you. They may give you the contract, they may end up being your partner for life. Everything comes down to your social skills.
That's a nice way to summarize it as well, social skills. What are some of the things, if you wanted to give 3 tips to people that everybody could apply to their daily lives that you think are probably the most lacking skills, that you're finding your students that are most in desperate need of?
It sounds very simple, but people's posture. Your posture says a lot about who you are and how you feel about yourself and those around you. So you need to understand what the power posture is, I would say. The second thing is eye contact. We are in a society at the moment which is all about instant gratification.
Yes.
And so we're constantly bombarded with information. So we cannot focus on one task. So we're constantly looking around. We're constantly looking for other places to be stimulated.
You know, it's my pet hate when you mention eye contact. Is that I'm talking to someone. I don't really care if it's a colleague or family or friends or whoever it is, and you're talking to them and they're busy with their smartphone. I just need to send a message, and I'm thinking, I just need to stand here and wait 2 minutes, don't I? Or if you go out for lunch or supper, is the minute the phone rings and somebody says, oh, this is very important, and I sort of put my hand on their phone and I say, and I'm not. It's like, and I think, why is that people can't make eye contact and they're always busy fidgeting with their phones? That to me is my pet hate. So, nice one.
Well, that's there's 2 points there. So there is nothing more annoying than when somebody cannot focus on you. When you see them looking over your shoulder, I think that's potentially my worst thing about a person. And the third point, actually, in total, is techno etiquette. It's a new buzzword that's going around at the moment. And because technology has grown exponentially, we've noticed that there hasn't been any etiquette that has come in alongside it because it's coming so fast. So people are spending 80% of their day in front of media.
Yes.
80% of their waking hours in front of media, whether it's social media, TV, their phones. So we're losing out on those opportunities to interact with people. Where we would otherwise be practicing those skills, we're now taking to our phones or to Facebook. So it's a disconnected type of society that's happening.
It's so ironic that you mention that, because we're chatting to Wayne Harris from the Enterprise Technology Show earlier, which is all about whatever is happening in the digital environment.
Mm.
And we are connecting on our social media platforms to be social. That's what they're meant to be, and to engage with people. And yet, in the modern world, we're actually using those platforms and disengaging with the people that are sitting right next to us.
That's it. That's exactly it. There's a complete disengagement from face-to-face interaction. What we found is that we would rather send a message or send an email than pick up the phone or see somebody in the flesh.
Mm.
Why? Because we're anxious. We're not practicing those social skills any longer. So it's a bit of a scary thing that's happening with society today at the moment.
This is one thing I found is when you look at the violence, the divorce, the disconnection, I wouldn't blame it on technology at all, because those things have certainly forwarded us, pushed us into the next century. But I look at what expense, because I know myself as well, we no longer write letters. We just post an update onto Facebook or onto Twitter. And if you really want to know that I just got married and had a baby, well, then you should follow me on Facebook. And I'm thinking, what happened to the good old days when people actually sent out photographs, when they sent letters, or they let people know? And I'm going to age myself now, because I was in Durban just at the turn of the millennium, and I think the last letter that I got, besides a summons from a lawyer, was actually was a letter from my best friend congratulating me on a job promotion that I just got and wishing me well for the new millennium 2000. And it's actually quite poignant, because I kept the letter because she passed away from cancer, but that forced me to remember, or it forces me to remember, when was the last time somebody actually sent me a letter? Besides my mother. My mother sends me birthday cards because she's obsessed with birthday cards and Christmas cards, and after they just phone me. But it's like a dying art. We're no longer connecting with people. I heard you mention earlier, you've got a website, you're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. If people want to get in touch with you,
you can find us on Facebook, the School of Etiquette. Our Twitter tab is School of Etiquette, and our website is etischool.co.za. So that's etischool.co.za.
And what I will do, I will share those details on my Facebook page, Edward Chamberlain Bell. I will also share all of Courtney's details on my blog, soundbites.chamberlainbell.com. One last thing I want to ask you, Courtney, if you don't mind, I was just going to tap into this now. We've got to chat to Donovan Stales shortly. You mentioned etiquette in terms of technology, whatever. Maybe we can have you come on the show again and give us a couple of pointers. Tell us a bit more about your business, but give us a couple of pointers. How do we actually behave ourselves on the internet? And just remember good manners when dealing with people around us, when we need to take a call or an SMS or a WhatsApp message or a BBM message. And I think that would actually make for quite an interesting show.
I would love to do that, because I do think there's an education that's needed.
A huge education. Honestly, it is my pet hate. If somebody picks up a phone while I'm having lunch or supper with them, I'm literally ready to push my chair out and leave the restaurant. It's not so much the act, but it's that simple little dismissal. Oh, this is important. It's always people, this is very urgent. And I'm thinking, so I drove out half an hour to come and have supper with you, and you're going to take an SMS or a message because it's more important than me. I definitely think South Africans, actually the whole world, can actually learn. It's a global thing. And like I was saying earlier, Courtney's not one of these old school mistress matron moms. You really are actually a very contemporary, fresh breath of air in terms of learning how to conduct yourself a little bit more socially, a little bit more civilly around the people. And I think the big thing about you is you don't have airs and graces, which I think is what scares a lot of people as well.
Well, I definitely fight that image, that old school image. And what people need to understand is that etiquette is how you get on with people.
Yes.
And that's my main focus. It's to help you feel comfortable in every social situation. So I'm not going to tell you to strip away your true authenticity or those cute quirks or those different quirks that
just
make you.
Must just accept me as I am.
Right. But care for other people and how they feel.
Okay, then tell me, how good was my radio etiquette in making you feel comfortable in the Soundbite studio today?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. On a scale of 1 to 10?
9.
Oh, geez. Okay, next week, Courtney's going to tell me how I can get 10 out of 10 for good radio etiquette.
It's that sweet smile and those cute eyes.
Okay, she knows if you're in radio, so you can't hear how much she's lying there. Okay, probably going to get an 8 for that. We're taking a quick commercial break. We're going to try and get hold of Donovan Stell to hear what's happening in Cape Town. So stay tuned to Radio Today Johannesburg with myself, Edward Chamberlain Bell, on Soundbites.
If you want choice, meaning you can find spectacles you really like at the right price, come to Spectacle Warehouse at Hilfox Centre, Atterbury Value Mart and Centurion Lifestyle Centre. Park at our doorstep and step into the biggest selection of optical product under one roof, priced to suit every pocket, and we can make your spectacles the same day. Spectacle Warehouse, unlimited choice.
Do you want to keep up to date with what's happening with Radio Today, Johannesburg? Have you always felt the urge to write on someone's wall but never quite dared? Now you can, and more, on Facebook. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/radiotodayjhb or on Twitter at Radio Today. That's the sign at Radio numeral 2 Day. Also follow our blog at radiotodayjohannesburg.blogspot.com. Radio Today, radio that delivers.
Plan your listening by visiting Radio Today's website at 1485.org.za and click on the Schedules link.
And welcome back to Soundbites with myself, Edward Chamberlain Bell, on Radio Today Johannesburg. We are chatting to Donovan Stell from Webwind down in Cape Town. Donovan, how are you doing?
I'm well, and you, Edward?
I'm very good. And I'm very excited to introduce our new co-host today, Courtney Carey from Etty School. You guys haven't met, so you're going to make the introduction online.
Welcome, Courtney.
Hi there, how are you doing?
Well, and you, thank you.
Great.
Now tell us, Donovan, what is happening down in Cape Town that might interest our listeners?
Well, first of all, the weather is getting very beautiful. The beaches are going to be packed this weekend, I'm sure, and we're going to have bronze bodies all around.
Yes, so when you consider what kind of weather we've been having in Johannesburg, it's really just been good for the garden, lots of rain and more rain.
Good.
Okay, make us jealous. And if it is raining down in Cape Town, if it was raining in Cape Town, get my tenses right, where would you go for entertainment?
Well, for the month of November, there are a few shows and theatre productions happening. First of all, Suzanne Vega will be performing at the Paul Kluver Wine Estate.
Oh, yes.
That's something to look forward to, a bit of a blast from the past. There's lots of slow markets, village markets, fairs and fairs happening around. You can also head to the wine routes, Stellenbosch Wine Routes. And you've got Trevor Noah performing at the Baxter. And,
He's a great one.
He's very funny. Day Walker.
Yeah. And these are all with compliments of watson.co.za. So if you're ever looking for anything to do within the Western Cape, the Eastern Cape, Johannesburg, etc., you just go to watson.co.za, you select your province, and they tell you exactly what's happening today, tomorrow, or the coming weekend, or
sorry,
for the whole month.
Got to interrupt. What exactly is Watson? Is it like a website or an app?
Yes, it's a website that hosts all events, theatres. You can basically go there and list your event and select the province. So for people looking for things that are happening, they just have a look there.
So that'd interesting, because we were chatting to two very interesting people from the Enterprise Technology Show. It was Wayne Harris and Kate Webb. This is coming up, I think, on the 29th and the 30th of October at the Sandton Convention Center. You would have loved it, Donovan. We should actually have had you on the show while they were here. Because mm-hmm. It's all about how you market yourself online, how you promote yourself online, but also in terms of things that are happening with mobile technology, marketing technology, loyalty programs, things along those lines. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to send your details over to them, and I will send their details over to you so you can do some networking.
Right, thank you very much.
I should have told them about WebWin because you're also involved in the enterprise technology to an extent and that you can help people market themselves online through your competition site.
Yes, definitely. First, I want to tell you and all the Radio Today listeners is we've revamped WebWin. We've got a fabulous new logo and we've given the site a whole new fresh feel. Please have a look, www.webwin.co.za.
Now, why didn't I know about this? Why do you have to put it all out on radio? I look ignorant. What have you done?
We launched a new look yesterday on Facebook, so if you were following us there, you would have seen it.
Well, news moves very quickly in my circles. I need more than 24 hours advance notice to get something on the show. Okay, so what have you done with the website?
Well, other than the new logo, it's a whole new fresh look, very clean.
Have you changed the colors?
Yes, it's a fresh green color.
Oh, perfect for spring.
Some new competitions we've loaded. We've got a Tommy Hilfiger watch competition where you can win one of five watches worth 2,150 rands.
Is that each?
Yes.
That is stunning. Each. Get those details across.
And if you're a seasoned traveler and you've got plans going away these holidays, there's a Samsonite competition where you can win one of 12 suitcases worth 2,700 rand.
Mm.
And that's just one of the hard shell. So,
those are great. So necessary.
Yeah. Very hardy and durable.
And then we've also got a Toshiba tablet, the AT300, worth 5,500 rands to give away.
Stunning. Yeah. And that's webwin.co.za if people want to go.
So yeah. I just want to get this straight. Are you offering packages for people to win over your website?
Say that again, am I offering?
Are you offering packages for people to enter competitions to win things over your website?
What WebWin does is we host just competitions, also for people who are brand owners or business owners out there. If you want a bit of extra marketing exposure, you sponsor a prize. We host it on WebWin, and we give you the advertising and marketing that you need. It's basically a trade exchange.
It's right. Actually even better when you think about those Groupon vouchers and things that people get where you've got to buy it to get a discounted price. WebWin offers you the opportunity to win really fantastic prizes, and they really are high-value prizes as well. It's not like a bag of tea or something on those lines. It's like a Samsonite suitcase or it's a Toshiba tablet. I like the idea of tablets, by the way, Donovan. But moving on very quickly, so people can actually enter the competition, and it's open. And for a business, if you've got a service that you'd like to market, WebWin does it. I should actually not Donovan, I very seldom share your details online, but I definitely promise listeners I'm going to share Donovan's contact details onto my blog, soundbitestarchamberlainbell.com, and also onto my Facebook. Interestingly enough, Donovan, you won't believe it, I was writing an article the other day about why online marketing is outperforming traditional marketing, and I happened just to think, that's exactly what Donovan does, online marketing.
It's the new age. It's going paperless.
You should actually have been on the show. Well, I'm going to repeat myself now, but I'm doing that again. I think it's more of an age thing. I'm getting part-time. It's not Alzheimer's. You should have been with us when we were chatting to the guys from the Enterprise Technology Show, because just it fascinates me when people, and strange enough that we had Courtney here, because on the one side of the show, we're talking about that if you are not on the internet, you don't exist. And yet with Courtney, we're saying, but we don't exist anyway because we're not connecting with people. So it's like this is where people need to learn some good manners in terms of learning how to talk to people.
Etiquette, definitely.
Oh, you took the words out of my mouth. Did I mention? I must actually tell you, this is what I'm actually looking forward to the most. It's like they always say a picture is worth 1,000 words. And coming up is the Photo and Film Expo. Apparently it's been running for the last 5 years in Johannesburg, and it's one of the continent's largest events that caters for this. But I found nowadays everything's gone digitally, and I found is my camera is attached to my phone. If I go out for a meal, I take pictures. If I write or review things, I take pictures. I mean, even Courtney can testify. We were taking pictures on my smartphone earlier with everybody else. But I thought, and I used to study photography. This is 20 years ago, back in the days of a single lens reflex camera. And now that everything's gone digital, I just thought, this would be the perfect opportunity for myself to actually learn how our listeners and myself can learn to take better pictures. So if any of our listeners are actually listening, you want to go to Google, look up Photo and Film Expo, because they have got some really fantastic things that are happening over there. For example, panel discussions, regardless if you want to learn how to take wedding pictures, boudoir pictures, personal pictures, family pictures, anything along those lines. And I was thinking, when I studied photography, it was a long time ago, when I was studying photography, there's this impression that our career was made for us. You're going to become world-famous photographers. And nowadays, I look at it, everybody's basically a budding photographer. And I'm going to tell all of our listeners, pop into my blog as well, soundbites.chamberlainbell.com, because we have got 5 double tickets to anybody that wants to win tickets to go. Or if you want to get more details, go to photofilmexpo.com/events. But I'll give all those details out there as well. Donovan. Yes. How much do you do as photography?
Say, how much do I?
How much photography do you do?
Well, I've recently got back into the property industry, so I'm going to be doing quite a bit.
Okay, because we know you're very photogenic. I think we discussed it the last time we were discussing beauty and wellness.
Yes, I've spent some time in front of the camera too.
Okay. Courtney, how good are you as photography?
Unfortunately, I'm terrible at it, but I think it's such a skill to invest in, because there's those moments in life that if you can catch that split second, it can tell more than 1,000 words. It can tell an entire story, I suppose.
Exactly. As a matter of interest, from an etiquette perspective, how polite is it to post selfies of yourself?
I don't know about it tapping into etiquette, but if it's what makes you happy, I suppose that's okay.
Depends on the content of the selfie, I'm sure.
Exactly. Although I must say, I feel like a selfie is a rude word.
It sounds rude. It's actually just—it's really just taking a picture of yourself and sharing it on the internet. Donovan, what do you think of people that take selfies and publish them on the internet?
It's each one for himself. I'm sure you know. I've taken quite a few with my partner where there's been no one to take the photo for us, and I've sort of mastered the art of getting both of our heads actually in it, so you're not cut off or anything. But funny enough, on the radio the other day, they were talking about inappropriate selfies that people have kept on their phones, and when this poor woman lost her phone, and this person got hold of picked up her phone, published these private selfies to her Facebook page.
That must be mortifying.
That's terrible.
So keep those private ones, or don't even take the private ones, because they're bound to end up somewhere in somebody's hands.
It's so strange that we're living in the digital age, and what I always tell people is whatever you do online is a digital footprint. So don't send emails I'm not going to tell people how to do the wrong things, but don't do anything that you wouldn't be proud to tell your mother or your boss or the police online, because somebody will keep a record of it. My personal view of selfies is I sort of think, okay, if you want to take pictures of yourself, that's great. But to me, it looks a little bit like people are desperate for attention. I don't mind if somebody takes my picture and I can Photoshop it and approve it, and then they share it. Then I can live it. But when people take pictures of selfies of themselves and share it online saying, me bored, me eat, me sleep, me whatever, and I'm thinking, you know, how desperate are you for attention? Pick up a book and read, which is also a lost art.
I must say.
Probably the younger generation too.
I suppose it's a whole culture shift that we're going to go through. What did you want to say, Courtney?
I attended a wedding this previous weekend, and what I found is that the whole experiencing the moment and being there was completely taken away, because every single person had their phone out during the ceremony, after the ceremony. And I'm wondering, are you even seeing what's going on, or are you just seeing it through your phone?
They're too busy tweeting about it and sharing the event, as opposed to being part of the event. And what am I doing now? I see Courtney's looking at me because I'm busy making notes on my phone, so I'm putting it that down. Geez, now everybody's ganging up at me. So much for having new co-hosts, even if Donovan overseas in Cape Town, giving me grey hairs. We're going to cut the show before I endure bodily harm. So Donovan from webwin.co's, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show. Certainly not for calling me rude, because I was playing with my phone in front of Courtney. And Courtney, I want to thank you so much for joining us in studio as well as our VIP co-host. And if our listeners want to get hold of you?
Etischool.co.za. It's the School of Etiquette. You'll find us on Facebook and on Twitter.
And on that polite note, we are going to wish all of our listeners in Johannesburg and throughout South Africa a fantastic weekend. Don't forget to visit our blog, soundbites.chamberlainbell.com. If you want to find out what all of our highlights for the weekend are, and also if you want to win some very yummy prizes. With that, we're going to say goodbye and enjoy your weekend. Want to know what to eat, where to go, and who to know in Johannesburg and all around? Then join us on Soundbites every Saturday, brought to you by The Food Cops on Radio Today.